Tenor saxophonists Clifford Jordan and John Gilmore were born in September 1931 in Chicago and played together in high school. In 1957, Jordan moved to New York and was soon working for Max Roach. Gilmore stayed in Chicago to play with Space Age bandleader Sun Ra. Also in 57, Jordan and Gilmore convened in a New Jersey studio to record a tenor sax battle. That album's just been reissued. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Tenor saxophonist Clifford Jordan on 1957's Blowin' In from Chicago, recorded for Blue Note. It replicates a sound common to the Windy City, then or now. Two tenors will square off, aiming to motivate more than maul each other. Clifford Jordan was up for it with his fleet and brawny sound, but this bout is notable more for his sparring partner, John Gilmore, making a rare appearance outside Sun Ra's orchestra. John Gilmore spent four decades with Sun Ra, an autocratic visionary who jealously guarded his musicians' time. They couldn't take outside work without his okay, which he rarely gave. But his star soloist Gilmore slipped out a few times to record with Freddie Hubbard, Elmo Hope, McCoy Tyner, Paul Bley, and Andrew Hill. Gilmore put up with the short leash because Sun Ra's leaping melodies and weird chords stimulated him more than normal jazz fare. Take, for instance, Ra's Saturn from late 1956, a few months before Blowin' In from Chicago, where the tenor solo is more original than anything on that jam session. This is the Gilmore John Coltrane admired. Saturn by Sun Ra. John Gilmore played it a little straighter than that when paired with Clifford Jordan. These individual tenor players can sound oddly alike on their joint session. Jordan and Gilmore were only 25 and not fully formed yet, and they had come up side by side, studying at Chicago's DuSable High School with Midas Touch bandleader Walter Diet. His many prominent students included Gene Ammons, Nat King Cole, Dinah Washington, Eddie Harris, Joseph Jarman, Fred Hopkins, Von Freeman, and Bo Diddley. Here's Clifford Jordan blowing a blues chorus, then Gilmore takes over, nipping at his heels. The Chicago tenors front a hot New York trio here. Pianist Horace Silver, bassist Curly Russell, and drummer Art Blakey were the original Jazz Messengers rhythm section. The horn men must have made a good impression. Clifford Jordan was in Silver's band by the following year, and in 1964, Blakey managed to hire John Gilmore away from Sun Ra for 8 months. Writer Bob Blumenthal tells us that in the 70s, when Gilmore and Jordan were more seasoned players, someone proposed a rematch. It was a great idea, but Sun Ra nixed it. Okay, let's go out with one last solo by John Gilmore with Art Blakey in hot pursuit on Blowin' In from Chicago.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. He reviewed the reissue Blowin' In from Chicago on the Blue Note label. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our show was produced today by Roberta Shorrock. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm Barbara Bogave.